Tonight is seventh night of Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Teves, week of Parshas Vayigash. Not every year is most of Chanukah in the week of Parshas Vayigash. Usually most of Chanukah is in Parshas Miketz, even sometimes in Vayeshev. Sometimes it's not in Vayigash at all, if it falls out either Friday before Vayeshev or Shabbos Vayeshev. It ends Shabbos Miketz. This year, though, most of Chanukah is in Parshas Vayigash. And everything is b'hashgacha pratis. The fact that a Yom Tov is in the week of a given parasha means that there's a connection between the parasha and the Yom Tov. And we'll try tonight to connect Chanukah to Vayigash and discuss some in Yonei Chanukah, being that we are in the days of Chanukah. In Vayigash, Yaakov and his sons go down to Mitzrayim. All 70, the Shivim Nefesh enter Mitzrayim. In fact, the portion of Chumash of the last day of Chanukah, between Chamishi and Shishi, which many have a custom of learning, the portion of Chumash that applies to the particular day, that's what you're supposed to really do, the others were Mavasedra, on Sunday till Sheni, Monday till Shlishi. So the last day of Chanukah is the portion of Chumash where we talk about Ve'ele Shemois B'nei Yisrael Habo'im Mitzrayma Yaakov Ubonov. And at the end, Kol HaNefesh LeBeis Yaakov Habo'im Mitzrayma Shivim. Together with Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim and the Machloikas and the Medrash, who is the 70th? Rashi brings down the opinion that it's Yocheved, which everyone knows that. Tonight we'll go into the other opinion. The other opinion is that it was Hushim ben Don. Hushim ben Don, says the Medrash, gracious Rabbi, right here in this parasha, that V'yesh Oimrim, Hushim ben Don, Hishlim Haminyan. What would Hushim ben Don, why him, why is he the one who completes the minyan to 70? And that's the portion of Chumash of Zos Chanukah this year. The question is asked, why Chanukah is so different? There should be a manishtana on Chanukah that we should ask. Manishtana Chanukah mikol hayomim tovim. Chanukah is different than all of the yomim tovim. Number one, the menorah is lit on the left side. Unusual, very unusual to perform a mitzvah. In fact, Or HaChaim asks, even when it comes to tefillin, why is tefillin on the left hand? It's so unusual. And it's interesting that we learn it out from the word yod cha, yad keha. Keha, chaf hei kislei. Just as tefillin is on the left, yod keha, so too chaf hei kislev, Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light the menorah on the left. But the question is why? Why on the left side? There is another opinion that says on the right, but the Gemara says, Hilchasa mismail. Another question that is raised is, why is the mitzvah to publicize to the world? We don't find that any other mitzvah we publicize. There's no mitzvah to go read the Megillah in the street or by the entrance of the doorway. Al Pesach Beisoni Bachutz, even though by Megillah also there's Persumei Nisa. But there the idea is Beroiv Om Hadras Melech, not for the gas. It's not for the chutz. Here the mitzvah clearly is Al Pesach Beisoi Mi Bachutz. Why? We also know that everyone tries to answer the Beis Yosef's question of why Chanukah is 8 days, it should really be only 7, because there was enough oil to last for the first night, according to our girsa that says Loimatsu Ela Lahadlik Yoim Echa. There's another girsa that says Loimatsu Afilu Lahadlik Yoim Echa. So then Joseph's kasha is no question, because there wasn't enough for the first night, and yet it lit the first night. So then we can understand why it's 8 days. But according to our girsa, where it says that there was enough for one night, so the Yom Tov should have been established 7 days rather than 8. Another thing we see by Chanukah is that they fought a war. It was a real war where they actually fought each other, which is also unusual. Usually Hashem has many ways to take care of our enemies. We see why Sancheirav, Chizkiyahu and his legions didn't have to lift a finger overnight. They all died. They heard the Malachim singing. the Mitzrayim came running after Bnei Yisrael and drowned in the water. We find in Parshas Bechukosai, Radaftem Esoy Veichem V'Noflu Lefneichem Lechorev. So there Rashi says, Ish Becherev Re'ehu, they'll end up killing each other. But here was a clear battle between Chashmonoim and the Yevonim, and even the Misyavnim. Why was it that way? Also, there is no Yom Tov that connects 2 months like Chanukah. And right now, in fact, is where the connection is taking place. Tonight, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Teves. We go from Kislev to Teves. In fact, it's hinted in the word Baha'aloyscha, which we're going to learn on the last day of Chanukah. Baha'aloyscha is Begematria Kislev Teves. This Yom Tov, which Baha'aloyscha is referring to Chanukah, as the Ramban says, that was the Nechama to Aaron HaKohen, is Kislev Teves. The connection of Kislev and Teves, which just like we light the menorah on the entrance from going in out by the Pesach, so too Chanukah is by the Pesach of Teves. Teves is the chutz. Teves is a difficult month, as we'll soon see. Teves is on the left side. Teves is the month of Esav, as it says in Zohar. Teves is the month in which they have their holiday, also on the 25th, Ki Yodua. Chanukah is the refuah, is the remedy before the wound. Our Chav Hei counters their Chav Hei. Teves is the month in which Nevuah came to an end. Ezra passed away in Teves. Asara B'Teves. The Torah was translated in Greek by Talmai. Very difficult month. In fact, in the Zohar, it's mashma that it's worse than Tammuz and Av. Even worse than Tisha B'Av. More difficult than Tisha B'Av. The Avudraham writes that if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we would have to fast on Shabbos. That's how serious Asara B'Teves is. Even more than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos many times and you push it off to Sunday. Asara B'Teves cannot fall out on Shabbos. For that reason. Because if it would, we would have to fast. There's a sheet that we would have to fast. Yet, and it's the only fast that falls out on Friday, as it will be this year, if Mashiach is not here yet. Next Friday. Only fast that could fall out on an Erev Shabbos. Very unusual because we never lechatchila fast on an Erev Shabbos. That's how serious Asara B'Teves is. So Teves is the chutz of the month. It's the most difficult of the months. And Chanukah enters into Teves, illuminates Teves, and calms down the Midas Hadin of Teves. There's a sefer called Yefei Toyar. The Yefei Toyar on the Medrash, when the pasuk says v'choishech al penei sahoim, choishech is Yavon, zu malchus Yavon shehechshicha einehem shel Yisrael b'gzei roiseihem, and they said kisvu lachem al keren hashor she'ein lachem chelek v'lekei Yisrael. So everyone asks, what's the keren hashor? What's the horn of the axe? Says the Yefei Toyar, and this is also discussed in other svarim, but not as detailed. The Yefei Toyar says this, that the Greeks were very deep, very intelligent. They knew a lot. They knew history, and they knew that Klal Yisrael has some baggage, and the baggage of Klal Yisrael is the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel is a stain that we suffer from until today. It's a chait that was never yet completely forgiven for and won't be until Mashiach comes. But there are certain times during the year that we get a ha'ora of the tikkun of La'osud La'voy, which Chanukah is among those days, Chanukah especially, the 8 days of Chanukah, where we get a ha'ora of the Olam ha'tikkun after Chet Ha'egel will be rectified. Says the Yefei Toyar, the Yevonim wanted to sort of remind Hashem about the Chet HaEgel. He wanted to be mekatreg on Klal Yisrael. Kisvu lachem al keren hashor. Why shor? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Vayomiru es kvoidam besavnis shor oichel esev. The Egel is a shor. The Egel is a baby shor. So the shor oichel esev is the Egel. And as a result, kisvu lachem she'ein lachem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. Who do you think you are anyway, says the Yevonim to Klal Yisrael. What do you think you deserve? You deserve a Beis HaMikdash, you deserve Kedusha, Tahar, look what you did, Chet HaEgel, you're no different than we are. And many of the Umayyads tried to constantly to remind Hashem Kaviyachal of Chet HaEgel. Based on this, that the Yevanim wanted to be Ma'ira the Chet Ha'egel, we can also connect this to what we've been speaking about in the last few weeks, what the Megala Amukah says, that the Golus of Yavon came about because of the Chet of Mechiras Yosef. The Chet of Mechiras Yosef was compared to a Shor, Bechor Shoyrei Hodor Loi, and Chet Ha'egel are connected. We find that when the Mishkan was put up, they had to sacrifice every day certain karbonos, and these karbonos were a kapara for the Chet Ha'egel. We find Seir Izim Echad Lachatas, Rashi brings down from the Medrash, Lachapra al Mechiras Yosef. What does Mechiras Yosef have to do with the Chet Ha'egel? Why are we mixing the two? One of the reasons why they fought Yosef is because they saw Beruach Kodsham, Yeravim ben Nevat was going to come out of Yosef. And Yeravim ben Nevat is going to set up idols, one in Don and one in Beersheba. And therefore they felt, besides the other reasons that they felt that Yosef was a Raidev, and the other reasons that the Farshim speak about, they saw Yeravim coming out of Yosef, splitting up the kingdom, influencing Klal Yisrael to worship idols, so they felt that they had a right, let's get rid of him now, we'll spare ourselves a lot of suffering in the future. And that's why when they saw the Yishma'elim coming, it says then they had Charata, because from Yishmael we learn out Basher Husham, you don't judge anyone by the future. When it came to the Chet Ha'egel, there was a tremendous kitrug on Klal Yisrael, because in Shemayim, they were looking at us and saying, here, you are those that wanted to sell, that wanted to kill Yosef, because you saw that out of Yosef comes Yeravim ben Nevat, who's going to make an egel. And look, and here you, here Klal Yisrael makes an egel. So the only Shevet that was exonerated from that was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi, by Yehosfuel of Kol B'nei Levi. The B'nei Levi had nothing to do with the Chet Ha'egel, and therefore Levi was the only one who could still say that we were meant L'Shem Shemayim by Mechiras Yosef. The other Shvatim, what could they say? How could they claim that they wanted to sell Yosef, even though these are the descendants of the Shvatim? But Lamai said it was a kitrug against Klal Yisrael. The Chet of Mechiras Yosef was Nisoyer again by the Chet Ha'egel, because that was the whole reason why they wanted to get rid of Yosef, except for Levi. So these two reasons, Chanukah, which we know is Yosef, is mentioned in the previous weeks, Chanukah, Yosef is Chanukah. And Golus Yavan came about because of Mechiras Yosef. And the Yavanim wanted to be Ma'ira a Kitshrug on Klal Yisrael, Kisvulachem al Keren Hashor, to remind us, to remind Hashem of the Chet Ha'egel, was one idea. Who was responsible for the Chet Ha'egel? The one that really was responsible for the Chet Ha'egel was Micha, from Shevet Dun. Micha had the golden plate that said on it, Alei Shor. That's what was used to get Yosef's body out of the Nile River, Kiyodua. So he showed that, he took, either threw it or showed it to the pile of gold that they made when they wanted to make, when they made the heap of gold, Vayotzar Oyseh Bacheret, Vayaseh Egel Masecha, and out came an axe, out came an egel. Micha was from Dun. Dun is the lowest of the Shvatim. Dun is Teves. It's Yodua that every month is a different Shevet. There are 12 months, about 12 Shvatim, according to the way they travel in the desert. Dun is Degel Machane B'nei Dun Safoina. Dun traveled on the north side. There were those who are in the east, Yehuda Yisachar Zevulun. There were those who are in the west, south. Dun was in the north. North is the left side. Mitzofain ti pasach ha-ro'o. We know the pasuk says, Tzofain v'yamin atav v'rosam. Why is north left? Because normally, if we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, there's Mizrach, and when you walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you were facing the Mizrach, so the right side is Dorom, the left side is Tzofon. That's why the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was on the right side. The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was on the south. Haroitzel ha-achkim yadrim, menorah b'dorim. Shulchan was on the north, which is the left side. But the left side is the north. And that's where Dun was. Degel Machane B'nei Dun Tzofoina. They were the ones who traveled last when they traveled in the desert, but they were on the north side. They were the ones that were affected the most by Esav. and by Amalek. When the pasuk says Asher Karcha Baderech VaYizanev Becha Kol HaNecheshalim Acharecha, who are the weak ones? The Necheshalim are the weak, the outcasts, the ones that were spit out of the cloud, the ones that are found Bachutz. They're not in, they're out. That's Shevet Dan. So says the Targum Yonason on that pasuk Kol HaNecheshalim Acharecha. That if it's for them, it's for the Danites, it's for those who are on the outs and for those who are on the left that we light Hanukkah candles. That's why the root of Nechsholim is Nun Ches Shin Lamed, which is Rosh Hashanah, Lahadlik Ner Shel Hanukkah. Micha brought about the Egel. Micha is from Dun. Amalek starts up with Dun. The Yevonim wanted to be Ma'ira the Chet HaEgel, which throughout history, Shevet Dun was the most involved in Avodah Zarah. We see that by Pesel Micha in Sefer Shoftim. And being that Teves is done, Teves is on the left compared to Kislev, which is on the right. Kislev is Binyamin, as we mentioned. Kislev is Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin is Benyamin. Dun is on the left. He's in the north. Degel Machaneh B'nei Dun Sofoina. Mitzofain Tipas Acharah. So, therefore, we light the menorah on the left side. Misimoyl. The Lashon of the Gemara is Misimoyl. Misimoyl is Begematria Teves. Teves is the left, Don is the left, and Don is Bachutz. Because Amalek starts up with the Neflotim in Ha'onon. Who are the Neflotim in Ha'onon? Who are those that were spit out of the cloud? The Donites, the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, the ones responsible, even though it was the Erev Rab, but plenty of Klal Yisrael also were responsible. Rooted in Micha in Dun, Alei Shor. What did they see that they wanted to make an Egel? So all the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about that they saw the Merkava, and on the Merkava they saw the Tzura of an axe on the left side. Upnei Hashor, Mei Hasmoil, the Pasuk says. In the Yecheskel it says the lion is on the right side, and there's an axe on the left side. Pnei Aryeh El Hayomin, Pnei Shor El Hasmoil. So here's another reason why. Shor is on the left. That's what they saw, which brought about the idea of making an Egel. Dun is on the north, which the north is left. Chanukah is the tikkun for the Chet HaEgel. What do we see? We see that Moshe Rabbeinu went out by Yamoid Moshe B'Shar HaMachaneh. Moshe went out by the gate, by the entrance, by the outside. The only time we ever find such a thing is by the Chet HaEgel, where the Pasuk says, by the gate, by the Pesach HaMachana, he said, Mila Hashem Eloi, Vaye Osvoy Lov Kol B'nei Levi. Koyama Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Simu Ish Charboi Al Yirechoi, Ivru Voshuvu Mishar Loshar. From gate to gate. And not only that, we go later on in the parasha where it talks about, after the Chet HaEgel, where Klal Yisrael were sort of considered outcasts, Nezufim, so it says, Umoyshe Yikach Es Ha'oihel, V'not Eloi Michutz LaMachana. Over and over again, more than any other parasha. Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. Chanukah, we light the menorah al Pesach, habayis mibachutz, betzad smoil, to be misake in this. And just like there was a real war. There was a war. They fought. Ish charba al yirechai. Because there was a Chilul Hashem, they had to make a Kiddush Hashem. Vayasu B'nei Levi, and it was the B'nei Levi who did that. The same thing, Chanukah came about because of the Nes of the Chashmainoyim, who are from Shevet Levi. Also in such a way, there had to be a Mulchama, a Kiddush Hashem, and then they were Mesaken, the Ner Chanukah on the left side, Al Pesach Beisim Yibachutz, to be Mesaken, the Chet HaEgel. One of the mitzvahs that we know that the Yevonim fought against was Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Shabbos Mila, ki yodua. In the word Chashmainoyim, you have Ches Shin Mem, Chodesh Shabbos Mila. What's Rosh Chodesh? We can understand Mila separates us from the Goyim. Shabbos separates us from the Goyim. Oisi beini uveneichem. And what's Rosh Chodesh? What's Chodesh? HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. That Yidin, that Klal Yisrael are Balabatim. We rule over time. We have the power to change time. We have the power to add an extra month. Ibur HaShonah, Ibur HaChodesh. Shlita over the Zman. By the Chet HaEgel, the Tois was a Tois in Zman. Vayar ha'om ki boishesh Moshe loreda, says the pasuk, says Chazal, Rashi brings it down, boishesh, they thought that the time had come, but it didn't. They were toya in Zman. They made a mistake. And as a result, we have a Shivasa Betamuz, Shviras Haluchais, which led to Shikchas HaToyra. Like the Yevonim wanted Lashkicham Toyra Secha. Shikchas HaToyra. Shvirus haluchas caused shikchas haTorah. The Gemara says in Erevin, if not for the breaking of the luchas, the Torah would never have been forgotten. That's what the Yevanim wanted. Lahashkicham Torah secha. The Me'ore v'chet ha'egel, which led to shvirus haluchas, to shivasa betamuz, to shikcha. Chanukah was zoicha to zikaroin. Chanukah we are zoicha to a yomtiv of shemen zayizach, which shemen zayiz says the Gemara in Horius is me'ore zikaroin. A new depth in Torah, a new revelation of Torah, the Or Hagonos. Ki loisi shochach mi pizaroi. Don, ubenei don chushim, says the pasuk in the portion of Chumash that we'll be reading, that we'll be learning on the last day of Chanukah. Ubenei don, eloshen rabim, which the Medrash says, ubetayrosai shal Rabbi Meir, kosev uben don chushim. What does that mean? Like, obviously, it can't be that in the Sefer Torah of Rabbi Meir, there's a letter missing. The same Medrash says that in the Torah Shal Rabbi Meir, it says Kosnois Or with an Aleph, and not Kosnois Or with an Ayin in the story of Adam and Chava, that they wore Kosnois Or. It says, but Torah Shal Rabbi Meir, it says Kosnois Or with an Aleph. Clearly, it doesn't mean that he changed the letters in the Torah. The Torah would be puzzle. Sefer Torah is puzzle if you do that. It means, b'toyrosoi shel Rabbi Meir, loshen or, Rabbi Meir, the great Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Nehoirai, in his teaching, in his Torah, he taught the Torah of the Asud Lavoi, the Torah of the Or HaGonos. In the future, the ayin turns into an aleph. Or with an ayin becomes or with an aleph. Ubenei don chushim, which is loshen rabim, becomes uben don chushim. What's the meaning of this? We find the 70 nefashos here are referred to in Lashon Yochid. Rashi brings here that Esav had 6 children, and the Torah refers to them by Lashon Rabim. Sheish nefashos hoyuloi v'akosav koirei oisa nafshos beisoi. Lashon Rabim. Why? Because they worshipped many idols. Yaakov was 70. Shivim hayuloi. V'hakosav kairei oisan nefesh. One nefesh. L'vishayu oivdem l'keil echa. Because they worshipped one God. Ayin nefesh. Shivim nefesh. But the fact that it says b'nei don Lashon Rabim, because don, from all the shvatim, he was the most affected by Esav. He also was an idol worshiper. So it says Lashon Rabim by his name. But b'tayrosei shal Rabbi Meir, meaning in the future, Don will have a tikkun too, and he'll also be zeichet to the achdus of Uben Don Chushim. Uben Don Chushim, without the yud, is begematria Yehi Or v'Yehi Or, referring to the Or of Chanukah. The Or of Chanukah is misakein Don, is misakein lechet ha'egel. That's why Chanukah enters Teves, the gvul of Don. At the same time, Teves is the month of Esav, and at the same time, we see a Dvar Pella, which the Shem Mishmul brings down, that Esav, we know, was killed on Chanukah. So says the B'nai Yisoscha. Yaakov was nifter on Sukkot and buried on Chanukah, so Memele Esav had to be killed on Chanukah, because Esav was killed the same day that Yaakov was buried. What day of Chanukah, though, was it? Says the Shem Mishmul, Rosh Chodesh Teves, tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow is the yard side of Esav. Esav HaRosha. And he quotes the pasuk in Chavakuk, Mochatzta Roish mi beis Rosha. Mochatzta Roish, the head was cut off of the Rosha on the first day of his month, which is the month of Esav. And who killed Esav? Chushim ben Don. Chushim ben Don, who is a Donite, who Don is Teves, kills Esav on the seventh day of Chanukah, l'chayre, the way it is this year, Aleph Teves, even though there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, sometimes only one day Rosh Chodesh, or then it would be the sixth day of Chanukah. But, Nikol Mokoy, Esav is killed on Chanukah. Rashi here tells us that the Shivim Nefesh that entered Mitzrayim counter the Shivim Umais. The Shivim Nefesh, unlike Esav, who is referred to B'loshen Rabim, there is no unity by a goy. A goy doesn't have achdus because they don't They don't have the concept of Achdus Hashem like a Yid. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. The large ayin in the word Shema is that a Yid instills unity. A Yid teaches to the world Achdus Hashem. In a world of ayin, in a world of Pirud, a Yid brings Achdus. And that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah, as mentioned, the 25th day of Kislev is the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Into Teves, into the month which their holiday, the holiday of the Christians, the holiday, that's Esav, which is a stira to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Chanukah, which was before that, Chanukah came before, Chanukah is the refuah before the Makkah. Chanukah enters Teves, illuminates Teves, and is mamtik the dinim of Teves, even though Teves is don miloshen din. That even uvenei don chushim becomes uben don chushim. Chushim is Rosh Teves Madlik Shmoinas Yemei Chanukah. Chushim is Oisius Mashiach. Mashiach comes to the Donites. Mashiach is going to come to the lowest generation, our generation, which is compared to Don. Kedua, that Reb Chaim Sanza once told his Chassidim that Mashiach is going to come, and he made with his hand to the generation that's lower and lower, and then he hit the floor, and he said, a generation that's mamish going to be on the floor, the lowest generation. So the portion of Chumash, of Zois Chanukah, is very apropos, very timely, because Chanukah is the Yom Tif of Chanukah, enters the Mitzrayim of time, which is Teves. Just as we read here, the Ayin Nefesh is the Gematria Chanukah Mismoil. The Ayin Nefesh of Klal Yisrael, the entire Klolus Am Yisrael, enter Mitzrayim here in this portion of Chumash. Now it's interesting, the Torah starts off, Ve'elah Shemois B'nei Yisrael Haboim Mitzrayim, referring to Klal Yisrael as B'nei Yisrael. And then it switches to Yaakov Ubonov, Bechor Yaakov Reuven. And later on, B'nei Rochel, Eishes Yaakov. Kol HaNefesh Habo Li Yaakov Mitzrayim, Milavad Neshei B'nei Yaakov. And then we end off, Kol HaNefesh L'Beis Yaakov Haboim Mitzrayim Mashivim. So it starts off with Yisrael, then it switches to Yaakov. Before that, it says, Yaakov is on his way down to Mitzrayim, he goes to Be'er Sheva, Vayomer Elohim li Yisrael, B'marois halayla, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. A very difficult pasuk. Hashem speaks to Yisrael in the visions of night, and he says, Yaakov Yaakov. First of all, why do we switch from Yisrael to Yaakov again? And why does it say Yaakov twice? And what are marois halayla? No, such an expression is not found anywhere else in Chumash. What does that mean? In the visions of night? It should have said, Vayomer Elohim li Yisrael, Balayla. This is what's happening here. We notice on Chanukah that in the Al Hanisim, we say something which we do not say on Purim. On Chanukah we say, B'yimei Matis Yohu, B'yimei Yochanan Kohen Gadol, K'sha Omda Malchus Yohu, B'yimei Yochanan Amcha Yisrael, L'hashkicham Torah. We mentioned the fact that it was Al Amcha Yisrael. Then again, L'cha Asis Hashem Gadol, V'kodosh Bo'elamecha, U'la Amcha Yisrael, Asis Teshuva Gadola. Why mention Yisrael again? Now, who else are we talking about? We know who we're talking about. Contrast that with the Al Hanisim of Purim. B'yimei Mordechai ve'Esther kishe'omad aleihem haman harasha. No mention of Amcha Yisrael. In fact, what do we sing on Purim? Shoshanas Yaakov. Not Shoshanas Yisrael. Shoshanas Yaakov. No mention of Yisrael. Yisrael is not mentioned even once in the entire Megillas Esther. And this is a major difference between Purim and Chanukah. Chanukah is called Chonu Chof Hei. They rested on the 25th. And in fact, Sfarim compared to Purim, where it says V'noyach me oivehem, but no one calls Purim Chanu Yudalid. Why is Dafka Chanukah referred to as Chanu Chav Hei? But Kitzer, it's a whole Arichas. There's a major difference between Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael is Klal Yisrael when they find themselves basically in Eretz Yisrael under no foreign domain. No one's ruling them. True independence, emes atzmos, emes independence, Yisrael, miloshen sar venogid, kisarisa emelakim v'manoshen vatuchol. That's why Yaakov's name is changed on his way to Eretz Yisrael. When he's entering Eretz Yisrael, the name switches from Yaakov to Yisrael. Yaakov is golus, ekev, or loshen akova, trickery, vayakveni zep ha'amayim. It's a negative connotation many times. when Klal Yisrael are not on a high level, they're referred to as Yaakov. Golus is Yaakov. Geula is Yisrael. Chanukah was a true Geula. Chanukah was a Geula from Golus Yavon, where they no longer were ruled by any foreign nations. In fact, that's why the Chanukah Beis Hamikdash takes place at the time of Chanukah. It didn't happen the first 214 years of Bayis Sheni because they were under foreign rule. 34 years under Paras and then another 180 under Yavon, as the Rambam clearly tells us at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah. He says, Chozra Malchus Li Yisrael. The Rambam clearly considers it a positive thing that the Chashmonaim became the kings. He doesn't discuss the Isra that the Ramban discusses of Layosar Shevet Mi Yehuda, and the Ramban talks very sharp against the Chashmonaim. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds Chozra Malchus Li Yisrael. It was Cheirus, it was Geula, and it could have been the Geula HaAmitis. It could have been the complete Geula. And it was a Ha'orah of the complete Geula, as the Svarim say. The Chanukah is the Oir of Melech HaMashiach. That's why it's Chanu Chafhei. They rested from the Umais Ha'olam, not just from the battle. Total freedom from the Umais. Real Geula, we can say Hallel. That's why on Chanukah we say Hallel. Purim is not Chanu Yedalit. Purim, Akati Avdi Da'achashveirish Anan. Purim, we don't say Hallel, as great as Purim is, but Purim, we still find ourselves under the domain of Achashveirish. It's not Yisrael. Shoshanas Ya'akov. And in fact, what do the Greeks say? Kisvu lachem al keren hashor she'en lachem chelek b'lekei Yisrael. It's the Yisrael issue that bothers them. And that's why right before Chanukah we learn Parshas Vayishlach, where we learn how Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. Chanukah is coming. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that reveals the name Yisrael. That we rule. The Goyim don't rule over us. But Chanukah lasts. Chanukah is v'choyshech al p'nei sahoim. Chanukah goes through Golus Edom and in Golus Yishmael. Till today, Chanukah is the last Yom Tov that illuminates the darkness. Even though we revert back to Yaakov, and again we went into Golus, and there was a Golus Edom, and a Golus Yishmael, and all the other Goliaths, and a Holocaust, and everything until this minute. Nevertheless, in the midst of all of that, for 8 days, there's a Giloy of Yisrael, which helps us get through the rest of the year, the rest of the Golus, and that's what this pasuk is talking about. Hivayomer Elohim li Yisrael b'marois halayla. Marois halayla is b'gematria chodesh teves. Teves is the marois halayla, but teves begins with Chanukah, so it starts off with Yisrael. Hivayomer Elohim li Yisrael b'marois halayla. That now we enter the time period of Yaakov. Hivayomer Yaakov Yaakov. Rashi says loshen chiba, that the affection that Hashem has for us is the same, even in Teves, even as we go down into the Choshech of Teves. And in fact, just the mere fact that Mashiach is still not here yet, of course there's another day, the Chanukah, another 2 days, itself tells us that, unfortunately, we didn't utilize the Chanukah properly, because Be'emes, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the whole parasha of Vayigash Elav Yehuda, is Yehuda and Yosef uniting, the Shvatim uniting, which the prerequisite to Geula is Achdus, and in this parasha we have the Achdus. There's no more Kinnah, the Acharechein Dibru Echav Itai, that the Chi Ruach Yaakov Avihem. In fact, the Haftarah of Ayigash is all about Mashiach for the first time, and all the Haftarahs clearly it talks about the Avdi David Nasi Aleihem La'olam. That's what is supposed to happen. We're supposed to go straight from Chanukah to the Yemais HaMashiach. If not, then we enter Teves, we go back into Golus. Yisrael switches to Yaakov. But we have the Koyach of Chanukah, Altira Merda Mitzrayma, Hashem says to Yaakov, don't be afraid, and the Torah is talking to us, don't be afraid to go into Teves. Or to deal with an Asara B'Teves another time, because we have Chanukah. And Chanukah is the Ha'orah of the Yemais HaMashiach. Chanukah, even in Golus, we are still Yisrael. Last week we mentioned, and I failed to explain it, that there's a psikta that tells us that Eliyahu was makriv Bahar HaKarmel. And the psikta says, because Eliyahu was makriv Bahar HaKarmel, we light Chanukah candles. So the Pritzadik gives a whole arichas, and the Pritzadik says that Eliyahu being makriv Bahar HaKarmel was bachutz. It wasn't in the proper place. Nevertheless, it was beheter. Hashem, it says, Hishomer lecha pentaloi loisecha b'chol mokam ashetire. But alpi novi, you're allowed to. Was zahiro asho, eis lasis l'Hashem eferu torisecha. And the whole story there of Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel is the Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa, which is the Parsha that talks about the Chet HaEgel, which the whole Chet HaEgel was, Chanukah is the ticket for the Chet HaEgel. Where does Eliyahu be, where's he makriv the two bulls, v'yitnu lanu shtayim parim, Har HaKarmel. Har HaKarmel is b'gematria Chanukah Mismail. It's not, Har HaKarmel is not Yerushalayim. This is not the place to be makriv. But in order to bring Klal Yisrael back, again, another act of Avodah Zarah, Baal, it was necessary to go b'chutz, like Ner Chanukah Mismail, Ner Chanukah Al Pesach Beisami b'chutz, in order to bring back these neshamas, including Dosan and Aviram. It's brought down in the Zohar, Apella de Gazach, that the two bulls that were sacrificed on Har HaKarmel were the neshamas of Dosan and Aviram. And that these two neshamas, this is what we mentioned in the previous weeks, that on Chanukah there's a tikkun for Dosan va'aviram. Dosan va'aviram is begamatria mahadrim and amahadrim. So these four words, v'yitnu lanu shnayim parim, are begamatria yitaka b'shoifer gadol ubo ha'ovdim, which is talking about the tikkun of la'osid lavoi, the shoifer of yovel, where everyone will have a tikkun, including even the Dosan and avirams. So here we find the connection to what we're speaking about here. The whole Heter to be makriv b'har HaKarmel is mentioned, besides in Parashas Re'eh, it's mentioned in Vayishlach, where Hashem changes Yaakov's name to Yisrael. And there it says, Goyu kahal goyim yihya mimeka umelochem echavotzecha yetzeyu. And that's right afterwards, right before it says, Lo yikore shimcha oid Yaakov ki'im Yisrael yihya shemecha, says Rashi here, based on the Medrash, what is Goyu Kahal Goyim Yiyu Mimeka, that la'osid, later on, they're going to be sacrificing B'shas Isser Bamais like Goyim in the time of Eliyahu. What does that have to do with what we're talking about here? This is right before the birth of Binyamin. And we mentioned in the previous weeks, this is a continuation from the previous weeks, that Binyamin is Chanukah, Binyamin is Kislev. So before Chanukah is revealed in the world, before Binyamin is born, Hashem is hinting to the hakrova of Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel. Eliyahu being makrav b'har HaKarmel b'chutz is similar to the Nes of Chanukah later on, Ner Chanukah al Pesach Beisav b'chutz, to be misaken the Donites, those who are b'chutz, those who are on the left side, those who were affected by the Avodah Zarah, those who were affected by the Chet HaEgel. And Eliyahu is makrav b'har HaKarmel there to do the same. And here we find, Vayikach Eliyahu shteim esrei avonim kemispar shiftei b'nei Yaakov asher hoya dvar Hashem elov leimor Yisrael yiyeh shemecha. What does that have to do with this? What do you have to say that for? Because leimor Yisrael yiyeh shemecha, that's Chanukah, al amcha Yisrael kisvu lachem al keren ashor she'en lachem chelik b'lekei Yisrael. The giloy of Yisrael, even in the time of Golos, the Gilui of that Klal Yisrael are referred to as Yisrael, ruling over the Umais, which Chanukah is the Gilui of Yisrael, the Tikkun for the Avodah Zarah, for the Chet HaEgel. The words, Leimar Yisrael, Yiyah Shemecha, Abigamatria, Bereshis, Bara Elohim, because Bereshis is Beshvil Yisrael, Shenikru Ureshis. It all happened because of the whole, Hashem created the world so that we should be Yisrael, not Yaakov. Yisrael, eventually, rule over, not that the Umay should Chas V'Shalom rule over us. That was revealed on Chanukah. So just like we mentioned that Chanukah is a tikkun even for the lowest neshamas, the Dosan V'Avirams, from Reuven, who Reuven had a shir in Chanukah, as mentioned last week by Arichas. That's the Maisa of Eliyahu b'har HaKarmel. The Pliya, the Pella that I found this evening, is that on the Pasuk in Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, where it talks about Chanukah, when it talks about Levi, Ulelevi Omar, Tu Mecha V'Urecha L'Ish Chasidecha, Hashem Nisisa B'Masa Triveu Al Memeriva, there it's talking about Levi, that Levi was chosen because they killed those who worshipped the Egel, even though they were related to them. Ho'ayma Lo'av V'Limay Lo'i Re'isi V'Esech Av Lo'i Hikir V'Esban Av Lo'yoda, Ki Shomru Im Rasecha U'Brischa Yinsoiru. They kept to the Aseres HaDibris, they didn't make an Egel, they circumcised themselves. They were makbid, even in the midbar, ki mulim hoyu b'nei, they were mulim. So then the pasuk says, therefore yoyru mishpatecha liyakoid, and borei Hashem chelo yupayal yodav tirtza mechatz masnayim komav. There Rashi says, it's talking about Chanukah. That Levi, Shevet Levi, the chashmeinoyim, 12 chashmeinoyim, 13 chashmeinoyim, the way Rashi says, keneged revavois, Elazar, Matis Yahu, and his sons, fought all the Revavais and had Hatzlocha because Moshe Rabbeinu saw Beruach Kotcha and benched Levi, that because Levi did not participate in the Chet HaEgel, Therefore, from his children come the Chashmonoim who bring us Chanukah to counter the Kisvul Lechem Al Keren Ashrar Shalem Lechem Chelik Velekei Yisrael. Says the Targum Yonison on that pasuk, Borech Hashem Cheloi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to the Hatzlocha of the Chashmonoim and Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel. The Targum Yonison, which until I saw this whole idea of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel connected to Chanukah, L'chayra, what Shaychas does Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel have to do with Chanukah? Why does the Targum Yonison connect it to? Based on what we said, the connection is obvious. Both are bachutz. Both are to be misakened in the neshamos that were affected by Avodah Zorah. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Roisheich Olayich Kakarmel. Says the Rashi and the Medrash over there in Shir HaShirim, Roisheich Olayich Kakarmel. Referring to the Carmel, to the Hakrova of Eliyahu Behar HaKarmel, that even the Roshim, even the poor, even the downtrodden, even the lowest neshamas had a tikkun because of what Eliyahu did by Arah Karmel. Rosh Echolayich Kakarmel is begamatria mekabetz nitchei amo Yisrael. Kibbutz of all of Klal Yisrael. That's how many hours there are. How many hours are there in Chanukah? 192 hours, equal to the word kabetz. Kibbutz of all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael are in the portion of Chumash over here that we're going to be reading on the last day of Chanukah. This is the root, the shirish of the entire Klal Yisrael, from Reuven to Binyamin, including Ubnei Don Chushim, and perhaps this is the reason why Chushim is Mashlem the Minyan. He's the 70th Nefesh, meaning corresponding to the last Golus, the end of Golus. They're going to be Jews that are going to be Chushim Jews. Chushim represents, that Chushim was deaf, he couldn't hear. We live in a time we don't hear anything. We hear the news, but we don't hear anything. We don't know exactly what the messages are. We don't have a Navi. Nevuah, in fact, ended in the month of Chushim ben Dan. Nevuah ended in the month of Teves. That's when Ezra passes away. In Teves, Ezra was the last Navi, Malachi. And the last Nevuah is about Eliyahu HaNavi. Hine Anochi Shoylechem es Eliyahu HaNavi lefnei bo yoyim Hashem HaGadol v'Anoyer. Eliyahu already prepared Chanukah by being Makriv Behar HaKarmel Bachutz. And bringing a tikkun even for Dosan and Aviram and the Shnayim Purim, that even the lowest Yid, even the Yid who finds himself Bachutz and the Mitzat Smoil, will have a tikkun. Behaloischa es Haneiros, Pasuk says, El Mul Pene HaMenoiru Yairu Shivas Haneiros, also we're going to be laying down the last day of Chanukah. Miksha Achas, the Menoiru represents the entire Klal Yisrael. The seven Konim represent all the different kinds, all the different segments of Jews that are all hammered out of one piece of gold. Miksha Achas Zohav Tor, everyone, from the greatest Jew to the lowest, to the Donites, to Chushim, Ubnei Don Chushim is begamatria of Amech Kulam Tzadikim. All Yidna Tzadikim, including the Chushim Ben Dons, and to the lowest generation, the generation of Chushim, comes Mashiach. Chushim, Oisius Mashiach. Mashiach Rosh Hatevis Madlik Shmoina Simei Chanukah. Pashas Vayigash is the Shabbos that takes us from Chanukah to the rest of the year. Especially this year that most of the week of Vayigash was Chanukah. So Vayigash is the Shabbos that takes us from Chanukah into Teves, into the month of Don, the month of Chushim, the Mitzrayim of time. In Vayigash we enter Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael enters Mitzrayim, and in time we go from Kislev to Teves, which Teves is the Mitzrayim of time. Min HaMetzar. But with the koyach of Chanukah, we're able to enter Teves, and we're not afraid of Teves. Just like with the koyach of the Ayin Nefesh, Klal Yisrael was able to enter Mitzrayim, and we're not afraid of Mitzrayim. And the first thing Yaakov does when he comes to Mitzrayim is he proclaims and he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The 25 letters, which Chofei Kislev corresponds to those 25 letters. Yaakov brings Achdus Hashem in Mitzrayim, which Mitzrayim was the melting pot. Mitzrayim in those days was like the United States today, which comprised of all the Umos. Also, all Ayin Umos were in Mitzrayim, which is why Paroi had to know 70 languages, because he represented all the Ayin Umos. Mitzrayim was the superpower of the world at that time. And Klal Yisrael, the small Klal Yisrael, Rabin Biad Ma'atim, little Klal Yisrael, the Ayin Nefesh, enter Mitzrayim, and Hashem says, don't be afraid, you'll be able to rule over Mitzrayim. And Dafka in Mitzrayim, in the month of Teves, in a month like Teves, with so much challenges and so much choshech, a yid could be zeicha to return to his shoyrish. That's why the words, Li Yisrael b'marois halayla, are also the gematria Yitaka b'shoifa God lubo ha'ovdim, which is talking about the tikkun of la'asid lavoi, that even in Chodesh Teves, the Marais Halayla of Zman, where Mamshech Yisrael, where Mamshech Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Yisrael, Al-Amcha Yisrael, that we do have a chelik b'lekei Yisrael, and that we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what Yaakov says when he sees Yosef for the first time. Yosef is Chanukah. So when Yaakov sees Yosef and he's reunited with Chanukah, what does Yaakov say? He says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Achtos Hashem, even in Mitzrayim, even in Teves, which Teves says the Sefer Yetzirah was created with the letter Ayin. Every month was created with a different letter. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, Pritzadik elaborates on this, Menei Yisoschon, all this form to talk about this. Shai Yisoschon, Tzvilat Tzadik, Shem Yishmuel, all talk about the fact that every month has a letter. Teves is the letter Ayin, and the mode of the month is Roiges, which means anger. In Teves, there's anger, there's Midas Hadin, Don, Din. And there's the Ayin. The letter Ayin refers to the Ayin Nef, the Ayin Umais. The 70 nations rule over us, beginning in Teves, Asara B'Teves. The month of Don. Degel Machane B'nei Don Sofaino is B'Gematria Asara B'Teves. But we have the Koyach of Chanukah, the Koyach of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Emunah, that is revealed on Chanukah, and the Ur HaGonis that is revealed on Chanukah enables us to endure and to deal with the difficult month of Teves, the Ayin and the Roigis. That's why Yosef says to the Shvatim, Al Tirgizu Badorech. Yosef is Chanukah, so he says, don't be angry, Al Tirgizu. Even though we're entering the month of Teves, which is the month of Roigis, Yosef cries out and says, Al Tirgizu. Ani Yosef Achichem. Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. The tremendous gilui that takes place in this week's parasha, one can imagine, as mentioned in previous years, the unbelievable dilemma, the unbelievable confusion and darkness that the Shvatim found themselves in these waning moments right before the revelation. They didn't know what was going to happen. As far as they're concerned, it's all over. Yaakov is going to die of aggravation when he sees Binyamin didn't come back. And it's basically the end. He'll curse them, and there's no future for Klal Yisrael. A terrible, terrible moment right here before Yosef reveals himself. And then in 1 second, everything is understood. All Yosef says is, Ani Yosef Achichem, and everything makes sense. As the Medrash says, like we'll be lost in love when the Eibishter reveals himself to us and says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, everything will make sense. Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai is B'gematria Ner Chanukah. Chanukah, there's a Gilui. On Chanukah, there's a Gilui that the Or HaGonis is revealed on Chanukah, and those who have the eyes to see it, we're not privileged to it, but those who have the eyes to see it, Tzadikim used to sit by the Ner Chanukah for hours, and people used to wonder, what are they looking at? Just burning their eyes. What are they looking at? But they saw Asidus, they saw Chedushim when it's galut to them by the Or of the Neiros, the Or HaGonis. On Chanukah, there's a light. Everything, the Choshech goes away. Everything makes sense. Chanukah is the Or of Melech HaMashiach. In this parasha, everything makes sense. Even though this is the parasha where Golus starts, but right before that, there's a tremendous revelation here, and Yosef reveals himself to the brothers, and all the questions that they had, all the steerers, make sense. Right now, we find ourselves now in Tav Shanai and Aleph. No one could believe that we're still in Golus. But we find ourselves now in the last moments of Golus with many questions that we have over the past few years. Many questions and contradictions. There's a tremendous confusion and a bilbul ha'moichos. But in one split second, Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin, all Hashem will say is, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Mashiach is revealed, and in a second everything will make sense. That's what this parasha teaches us, not to despair, because in 1 minute everything will make sense. Yigash, as we enter the month of Teves, and we're nervous, another Teves, another Asara B'Teves, when is going to be a safe to all of this already? The Haftarah is about Mashiach. Next week's parasha is Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloh, about Mashiach, as we'll see in the next few weeks. Dafka in these parashas that we learn in Teves, it is hinted the Geula of our Geula, Dafka in Teves. Teves is Miloshen Toivois. There's a pasuk in Rus, but this will end. Hey taft chastei cha'acharoin min harishoin. Says the Tzvilat Tzadik, it's yadua that the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Teves is the last four letters of the word Lahashem et uneraimim ashamay. Every month has a tsiruf, has a different combination of Hashem's name, and the combination of Hashem's name for Teves is the last letters, and it's backwards. And that's Midas Hadin. Whenever it's in the last letters, not on the first, and it's backwards, that means it's Midas Hadin. But he says that Teves has Hashem's name at the beginning of the tsiruf. Lahashem. Lahashem et uneraimim ashamay. Meaning, even though it's the combination is Hashem's name backwards, the last letters, the Sefer Teves of Lahashem et uneraimim ashamay, et, Begamatria Teves, but it starts with Lahashem, with Hashem's name straight and complete. The only tziruf of all the chadoshim, the only tziruf that begins with Hashem's name complete in order is Lahashem of these four words. So he says, Hey taft chastecha acharoin min harishoin. Meaning that even though the achroin, the Sefer Teves, is din, but hey taft chasteich min harishon, because it starts off with Lahashem. Hey taft, he says, hey yud teves. Hey taft is teves, starting with, the combination starts with hey yud, and perhaps we can be moisif to it. Hey taft chasteich is begamatria lahadlik ner chanukah, that teves starts with chanukah, and therefore teves, the din of teves dissipates, it falls away, it melts. We are zeicher only to chasadim and rachamim, and it should be revealed. And we should be zeicher taka that this teves should be nishapech completely to teves, and we should be zeicher to only good, and to what it says in the Haftarah this week, the Haftarah of Vayigash, where the pasuk tells us v'kibatzdi oisam yisaviv v'hevesi oisam elad mosam v'lo yihiu oid l'shnei goyim v'lo yechotzu oid l'shtei mamlochais v'lo yitamu oid begilu lehem v'avdi David melech aleihem v'roya echad yihiu lechulam v'charati lehem bris shalom. Bris shalom is begamatria asara b'teves. Asara b'teves will be nishapich to bris shalom v'hoya mishkani aleihem v'yodu agoyim ki ani Hashem b'hiyois mikdoshi b'soicham le'oilam. And this shir is being dedicated le'ilin nishmas Yosef ben Moshe ta'in nishmasa yitzruru b'tzorach ha'ayim. Freilich and Chanukah, Guten Rav Chodesh.